You're listening to Vatican Radio.
The European Union's executive has warned that the bloc is coming closer to imposing sanctions on Poland for the government's attempt to take control over the judiciary. Wednesday's announcement came just hours after Poland's president said he had proposed a compromise over contentious court reforms as thousands of people protested in the capital, Warsaw. Stefan Boss has more.
Several thousand Polish people, many burning candles, making clear that they hope politicians will still see the light. They gathered overnight in front of Warsaw's presidential palace in a peaceful protest against controversial judicial reforms. Inside, Polish President Andrzej Duda made clear that he heard the voice of concerned crowds. He proposed a compromise over contentious court reforms. Parliament recently approved a bill that critics say effectively gives the government and legislatures the power to select members of a body that nominates judges. Opponents say the move would erode the independence of the judiciary. Duda proposed that nominations to the body would need more than a simple majority in parliament. It would mean the governing right-wing and populist Law and Justice Party would need the support of at least one other party to ensure its nominees are approved. President Duda said that if the lower house did not approve his change to the bill, he would not sign a separate, controversial law on changes to the Supreme Court. The developments are closely followed by the European Union. The EU's executive European Commission has threatened sanctions against Poland. European Commission Vice President Frans Timmermans said that the EU was closer to triggering Article 7 against Poland because of its recent steps towards the judiciary.
Recent measures taken by the Polish authorities in relation to the judicial system and the judges greatly amplify the threat to the rule of law. That's why we had a discussion today in college, how to respond to this.
He added that a dialogue between the EU and Poland should continue. But this is the latest in a series of clashes between Poland and the EU. European leaders have also expressed concern about government efforts to control the media and other measures which are seen as undermining the country's democratic credentials. For Vatican Radio, I am Stefan Bos, reporting.